For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. Yesterday morning, I stopped by the Redwood Riders Arena in Redwood Valley to see how large animals from the evacuation zones were doing. The arena is tucked down below West Road with temporary pens under shade cloth along the perimeter. I caught up with Bliss Seifert of Mendocino County's Animal Care Services. She ran the large animal evacuation center at the fairgrounds in Ukiah during the firestorms last October.
Currently, we're housing animals that are either a mandatory evacuation or an advisory evacuation. We have, you know, maybe 10, 11 horses, 15 goats, 2 cows, and 4 chickens.
Where do these animals come from? Are they all Mendocino County, or do you have Lake County animals? Where do these guys usually live?
The animals on site now are all from Mendocino County, Potter Valley, and then some near the river fire. And we had Lake County animals who have come and gone, but very few. Because of the fact that they closed Highway 20, it's extremely difficult for Lake County to get here. It's quiet this year. It's nothing like the October fires. We find a lot of people stopping by just to talk. It seems like there's a lot of PTSD going on with people. They just want to see for themselves that things are okay, and it's not the chaos that occurred in October. Redwood Valley particularly was hit hard, so the residents are stopping by just to talk and say hi, and can they help? We've had several people just drop off huge donations. 2 private individuals each brought a ton of hay. Home Depot contacted us and brought us all the buckets and hose parts that we asked for and could ever use, plus water. The night that we were setting up the pens, you know, we got the calls about the fires, and we agreed to set up in the Redwood Riders Arena. Several Redwood Riders showed up at the animal shelter with flatbed trucks, loaded up the pipe panels, brought them to the arena, and started setting up. And as it got dark, there was definitely a need for lighting. And somebody put word out, A to Z Construction showed up with this huge generated light like they use on the freeways when they're working. And we certainly are well illuminated when necessary. And this is the perfect location for this type of evacuation.
Well, are you ready to walk around and introduce me to some of the animals?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll interview a goat.
We had a 100-pound silcata tortoise here. And Todd's parents were extremely organized about how they did things. They were under an evacuation advisory, and they realized if the husband was at work and the wife was home alone, that she could not pick Todd up and move Todd. So they asked if they could bring Todd here, and we had this great tortoise who would march around the arena and play with us. Oh, I really admired those people for being that organized and thinking ahead to what could happen if they actually became a mandatory evacuation. And you have to appreciate that.
How do you take care of a giant tortoise in a riding arena?
He had a little pen. He hung out in a little pen, but then we would open the gate and let him march around. And the owners brought Todd's food with them, and we just fed him twice a day like everybody else.
So did he get along with the other animals, or how did they react to that?
Todd actually was very fond of goats. So at one point we didn't have all the goat pens set up, and a couple goats came in and we just housed them with Todd, and they were all happy. He thought it was great. They thought it was odd, but...
We hung out for a few minutes with a flock of drowsy Potter Valley goats, then met a buckskin gelding named Phoenix.
His people were really smart. They wrote his name and his phone number on his hooves in Sharpie marker, so he could be identified. I believe they turned him loose at the time of the fire when they had to leave, and one of our teams of people from here went back in and got him.
So talk about this team. It sounds sort of like an elite strike force.
Well, the Redwood Riders is a group of horse people who have trucks, who have trailers, who have knowledge, and working with the County Animal Control through the Sheriff's Department, they have gone back into the fire zone several times and pulled animals out for people who had to leave, who could not get their animals out at the time they left. So if anybody has a need like that, they need to call Sheriff's Dispatch at 463-4086 and put in a request to have somebody go get their animals or do a welfare check on their animals, and animal control will coordinate the efforts to get back in and either take animals out of danger or set them up with food and water. These are somebody's pet Jersey cows. Very sweet, very pretty. They give good kisses. We typically hear from these girls at about 4 a.m, letting us know it's time to wake up and feed them breakfast.
You get breakfast at 4 a.m?
No, but that's when they want it. This one and I had words this morning about those horns. She wanted to rub them on me.
Who's helping you out with these, with the fair going on and everything else? It seems like you're kind of getting some quality time alone with the animals.
At certain points in time, I am alone with the animals. We have, you know, Sarah comes and helps me, and then the members of the Redwood Riders are coming and going, and then some of the horse owners will come and help out as well. So there's help. There's not as much help as there was in October, but there's not as big of a need as there was in October. So there's help. But life does go on for a lot of people, and many of us are at the fair. And some of us are here.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.